All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to get things started off this Saturday afternoon in the Southeastern Conference, where you have the 5-4 Kentucky Wildcats traveling to take on the 6-3 Tennessee Volunteers. And I know that the records do not jump out to people, but the thing is this: the winner of this game will hang around in the discussion as far as winning the SEC East. Both of these teams do have 3 conference losses so far this season, and it just gives you an idea of how much weaker that the SEC East is compared to the SEC West. Now, Tennessee comes into this game at home favored by 13.5 points over Kentucky. They got back on track last week by knocking off Tennessee Tech, but they still have a 3-game conference losing streak. And you look at quarterback Josh Dobbs, and like I've said before, which Josh Dobbs is going to step up and play for the Tennessee Volunteers in this game? If it's a good Josh Dobbs, of course, the Vols will have an opportunity to win. If not, they will struggle. You look at the defensive presence of one Derek Barnett, as he is one of the better pass rushers in the nation. And for the Vols, he will need to have a big impact in this one, as Tennessee looks down to shut down that powerful running attack of Kentucky, which is led by running backs Benny Snell and Stanley Williams. I think this is going to be a tight one throughout. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kentucky jump out early, but I think we're going to see another Vols comeback as Tennessee wins this one by the score of 30-27. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you have the Tulsa Golden Hurricane traveling to take on the Navy Midshipmen, and this is first place right here for the American Athletic Conference's Western Division. Both of these teams come in with a 4-1 conference record, and the winner more than likely will win the Western Division and get to the conference title game. Now, you look at Navy. Already at home this season, they've upset both Houston and Memphis, and they're looking to make it the trifecta with Tulsa. Now, will this Tulsa defense be able to slow down this triple option attack of Navy? And it's been known to frustrate opponents under head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Now, on the flip side for Tulsa, they do have the 9th best offense in the nation, which is led by quarterback Dane Evans, along with running backs James Flanders, D'Angelo Brewer, and wide receiver Kevin Lucas. Now, of course, nobody really jumps out from the paper as far as the top defender from Navy, but I'll tell you right this: they play tough, they play disciplined, and they play as a unit. And something about playing in Annapolis for a conference game makes things different. And I'm going to take Navy right here in a very tight one by the score of 34-33. Now, in the Big 12 Conference, you have the 16th ranked West Virginia Mountaineers making the trek to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. And don't look now, but it was just a few weeks ago that we had one of the top teams in the Big 12 Conference in Baylor make that trek to Austin, and they suffered defeat. Will it happen again, this time with the opponent being the Mountaineers? You look at quarterback Skylar Howard and running back Justin Crawford. They will need to have big games for the Mountaineers against a Texas defense that has been known to give up both yards and points. But on the flip side, this Texas offense can score with both of their quarterbacks. I'm talking about the passer in Shane Buechele and the runner in Tyrone Swoops. And you look at Dante Freeman at running back. He is one of the best players in the Big 12 Conference, and he is definitely going to be in the running to be the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, as this West Virginia defense will have their hands full in stopping him. 34 team sacks defensively this year for Texas. It may not seem like it at times due to the fact that they give up points, but I'm going to take the Longhorns in the upset at home by the score of 41-37. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, you have the 10th ranked Penn State Nittany Lions traveling to Bloomington to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. And this is upset alert city right here for Penn State, as they are still in the hunt to win the Eastern Division of the Big Ten. You look at what Trace McSorley is doing at quarterback for Penn State, along with Saquon Barkley at running back, and they are one of the top 1-2 combos in the conference. On the flip side for Indiana, which Richard Leggau is going to show up at quarterback. 15 touchdowns this season to 13 interceptions, and if he is on, he can connect early and often with wide receiver Nick Westbrook. But plain and simple right now, Penn State is the better team. And thus, I'm going to take the Nittany Lions on the road by the score of 37-26. Now, staying in the Big Ten Conference, you have the Minnesota Golden Gophers traveling to Lincoln to take on the 19th-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers. Both of these teams are 4-2 in conference play, and there is a three-way tie currently atop the Big Ten West between both of these teams, along with the Wisconsin Badgers. So the loser of this game is definitely going to be fighting an uphill battle to get to Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game. For Minnesota, it's plain and simple. They need to run the ball early and often with Rodney Spitz. They need to dominate the line of scrimmage, and they also need to win the time of possession battle. 25 team sacks for this Golden Gophers defense, and they will look to put pressure on the Nebraska quarterback. Now, will it be Tommy Armstrong? We'll have to wait and see. Remember, Armstrong left last week's game against Ohio State early. With concussion symptoms, he was taken to the hospital, and he did return, and it's going to be interesting to see if he will play this Saturday night. 15 team interceptions by this Nebraska defense so far this year, and that is important because they need to try to stop Rodney Smith and this Minnesota rushing attack in order to keep them in second and third and long situations to try to make things a little bit easier as they want to win the turnover battle. But after winning their first seven games of the season, Nebraska has lost their last two, and I know that they took it on the chin last week against Ohio State. They will play tougher and they will play better at home this Saturday night, but I'm going to take Minnesota in an upset right here. Matter of fact, my upset for the week, as I'm going to take the Golden Gophers by the score of 31-27. Now, in the Pac-12 Conference, you have the 20th-ranked USC Trojans traveling to Seattle to take on the 4th-ranked Washington Huskies. And, you know, for Washington, they are looking to get some respect. And I know that SC currently isn't a top 10 team, but they have won their last five games after beginning this year with a record of 1-3. And to give you an idea of the schedule that USC has faced, you look at their three losses in a neutral game against Alabama, at Utah, and at Stanford. And I will ask any of the top teams in the nation to try to run that gauntlet and see what can happen to them. But this Washington team is for real under head coach Chris Peterson. You look at the quarterback play of Jake Browning, and I guarantee you if he was an East Coast guy, more people would be talking about him in regards to winning the Heisman Trophy. The Huskies can run the football as well with Miles Gaskin, and they have one of the better wide receivers in the conference in John Ross. Now, you go back to last year, and Washington went to the Coliseum, and they upset SC, and right now they are showing that definitely that was not a fluke. USC has gotten it going ever since head coach Clay Helton made the change to go with Sam Darnold at quarterback, and he has been a good and positive influence on this offense, along with running back Ronald Jones and wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. USC can score points and they can move the football up and down the field, but Washington is simply the better team right now. Thus, I'm going to take the Huskies at home by the score of 44-30. And finally, on Saturday night in the Big Ten, you have the 3rd-ranked Michigan Wolverines making the trek to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Michigan comes into this game favored by 21.5 points, and they are looking to avoid the upset that could trip them out of the college football playoff. You look at the quarterback play this season for Wilson Spaeth, and he has been more than solid. And you have a Michigan Wolverines team that is simply clicking on all cylinders, as we saw what they did at home last week against the Maryland Terrapins. Now, for Iowa to have a chance in this game at home, first and foremost, they need to win the turnover battle. And it starts with an upperclassman at quarterback in C.J. Beathard, who knows a thing or two about protecting the football. But you look at this Michigan defense, they're number one in the nation. They know how to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and more importantly, they know how to get turnovers. Thus, I'm going to take the Wolverines on the road in this one by the score of 37-13. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from week number 10 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.